Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my pleasure, my honor, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I love that. I was making smart remarks to my producer while I was going on the air, so I was chuckling about that. We have with us today, I told you she was coming. I warned you last week that we were going to have our energy lady with us, and Marita Noon is with us today. Energy makes America great. How are you today, Marita?
I am mighty fine, thank you. A treat to talk with you as always.
Oh, we just love having you on, and I know my listeners really enjoy all the information when you get us caught up to speed. And we usually go through all four articles she has written all month long. We might have to re-talk how we do this. We might have to have you on weekly, Marita.
Well, sometimes we don't make it to the furthest back one or the least interesting one, because your listeners call in, and I love that. I love the opportunity to talk with them and answer their questions, and it's a good time.
They're the only ones. I mean, this is the only show, I think, that really gives them that opportunity, and I hope that they appreciate that. Now, the reason I was chuckling before I went on the air was because I always sing the intro song to my producer as I'm going on the air, and I was thinking, and Hannity throws a football, you know, so if we all have our little vices that we do when we go on
the air. Little ways you kind of get in the groove for the show.
You got to get whooped up, as my old boss used to say. Well, I do want to start at the very beginning. I want to start with your article from October the 12th, and it has to do with the bipartisan support for just a small time anyway, just for a short period of time. The Democrats and the Republicans, a few of them, actually were working together, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think this was, for me, this particular column was a little bit of a risky piece to write, because I generally consider myself to be, you know, a Tea Party type. I've spoken a lot at a lot of Tea Party events over the past few years, and but yet in this column I kind of went against the so-called Freedom Caucus in the House, and I wrote it really because I was there in Washington, D.C., watching the bill to lift the oil export ban get passed in the House. It was the second time in 2 months that I had been in Washington, D.C., in support of this particular effort. And it was really a great education for me, and I really wish that everybody who cares about politics could go there and feel what happens, see what happens, talk to congressmen and their staffers as I had the opportunity to do, because it was, I've never done this before, I acknowledge, and it was a real education for me on the process of how a bill gets passed and what needs to happen to bring the sides together. And so, you know, this piece was a little bit different from most of what I do, because I do a lot of research for every column that I write, and I know you know that. I study up and know far more than I need to know for a 1,200-word column. But this one was written more kind of from my heart. It was written more from personal experience and observation than from research. Now, there is some data in there, and there are some links people can use, as I always have, to get to additional information. But this one was really more a piece from my heart.
Well, and, you know, that is something that America needs very bad, is that these people would stop bickering and protecting the party. You know, we've heard about the loyalty pledges. You know, they made the GOP candidate sign a loyalty pledge to the party. And it's time that they signed a loyalty pledge to America. As Democrats and Republicans, you know, they take that oath on the Constitution, and then many of them do the opposite of what the Constitution actually says. And, you know, it's refreshing when they finally work together on something.
Yeah, and that's what I see.
And if it's a positive something.
In this. Yeah, and they, now, I mean, I'll be the first one to acknowledge that the life of this bill in the Senate is a totally different story.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that was part of the process that I learned as well while I was there and working with a team, a coalition of partners trying to, you know, get this bill passed the goal line, and we did get it passed in the House on October 9th, but it really was, I believe, an effort that is for America, that is not for Republicans or for Democrats. The sad thing to me about the bill is that the political divide that exists prevented this bill from having even more Democrats on board with the bill. There were 26 Democrats that went along with most of the Republicans and supported the bill to lift the oil export ban. And, you know, I'll get into the weeds on this as much as you want to, Beth Ann, but there could have been easily 50 Democrats that signed on to this, but because of the Republicans wanting to make a point, those Democrats, roughly 25 of them, did not vote for it.
That's, you know, I find that amazing. I don't know why, but I don't know why they won't work together and why they just, you know, it's all politics. I know it is.
Yeah.
And politics is killing us. It's just really killing liberty and freedom and the use of our natural resources. And we're going to get into some of your other articles that are going to talk about some of that as well. But, you know, when I introduced you and you mentioned you do more research than what you need for each column, I was reading your columns and going through them again this morning. And I was thinking, you know, I don't know how you do it, Marita. Because, you know, I'm just supposed to get one little newsletter done every other month, and I'm running way behind. And I just don't know how you keep
up. You do have a daily radio show.
I do have that.
To prepare for, which I don't have.
But you travel and do speaking, and I want to open that up, too. You know, Marita is available to come speak to your organization if you would like to hear about how energy makes America great, and she can kind of keep you up to speed on what's going on, as she does here on a monthly basis. You know, I'll throw that out there for you, Marita, because
that's part of
getting it done. You know, we talk about the social media, and I face this a lot with radio, because everybody wants to go with social media now as far as advertising and promotion and all that, and that's all fine and good. And particularly the gun advocates are doing this, and you know, I keep telling them that's all fine and good, but if your neighbor's house is on fire, you don't send them an email. You don't tweet it out. You go over to their house and you try to rescue them. Talking to the people directly on the radio or when you're speaking out in public at rallies or at banquets or whatever, you know, you get the opportunity to do, or I get the opportunity to do, that is reaching the people. And that's
and that's where the people can have interaction. Like, they can call in on your show and they can ask questions. And I always appreciate when I'm speaking somewhere, I have the opportunity, I collect up business cards from as many people there as want to give them to me, and then I add them to my newsletter distribution list, which we send out now every Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We send out each week's column, and again, any of your listeners that want to be a part of that can go to energymakesamericagreat.org, and on the right-hand side towards the bottom is a subscription option where you can put your email address in and get that every Tuesday. But that's, you know, that helps to increase the messaging. It helps to get more and more people listening, paying attention, engaged. And that interaction, that personal interaction that the radio show such as this provides is so important.
Oh, I think it is. I think it's actually the real voice of the people. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're going to move on to another topic. You know, there was an earthquake in Arizona yesterday, and I mentioned that, and then I picked up your article and refreshed my mind on your October 19th article, and I want to talk about that fracking. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Marita and Beth Ann will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or you who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with our good friend Marita Noon, who is Energy Makes America Great. She is the founder of that, and she does a great job with research and keeping us informed. Well, you had an article out, and I pulled that out. Like I said, I was refreshing my memory this morning as I was going through your articles again.
You're probably overwhelmed.
I'm always overwhelmed. That's why I was saying I'm not sure how you get it all done, and I know you do one a week, but I know that you put in a lot of research on each one, and I also know that you're traveling and speaking and keeping everybody up to date on the road as well. So the reason this one really popped out again this morning was because you're talking about the earthquakes and fracking. And yesterday there had been, or was it late Sunday night or whatever, early Monday morning, because I wasn't sure it wasn't the Royals winning the World Series that didn't cause the earth to shake. But Arizona had an earthquake. And so I did a little quick research. And you could correct me if I'm wrong. I did a real quick research. I tried to Google it out this morning. There is very little to none fracking in Arizona. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. That would be totally correct, yes.
So that would blow the earthquake theory and fracking out.
I think you can say there's none, but there might be some little tiny bit, but I think you could say there's none.
Well, this little piece right here, and it prefaced an article that was older from 2013, and this is dated as of August 2015, there had been no fracking for oil or natural gas in Arizona. That's what this article says.
I believe that is still accurate.
Okay. And so anyway, this article you were talking that I'm going to have you explain to my listeners is about the earthquakes. They keep trying to say the earthquakes are happening because of the fracking. And so I wanted to discuss that a little bit.
Yeah, that is a real standard cry that you hear from the anti-fossil fuel crowd, that they try to say, well, fracking causes earthquakes. And to the uneducated, it sounds kind of logical, because what hydraulic fracturing, which is what fracking is short for, what hydraulic fracturing is a drilling deep into the earth, miles underground, and then setting off little tiny high-pressure blasts that crack the rock. So and when you understand what it is, it makes sense that you think, oh, well, Oklahoma is having its reported, widely reported and accurately reported, that in Oklahoma they've had this unprecedented 500 times the amount of earthquakes in recent history than they had in the past. That's a huge number that you can't ignore. And you think, well, Oklahoma, certainly they're drilling for oil in Oklahoma. And so it must be because of fracking. And so that is a logical leap. And the anti-fossil fuel crowd has used that to their advantage. However, there's also cases, specifically in Arkansas, and I had a geologist on my little internet radio show that airs every Thursday. I had a geologist on talking to me about what they called a swarm of earthquakes that happened in Arkansas. And these earthquakes happened nowhere near where any oil and gas activity was taking place, nowhere near drilling, nowhere near fracking. And there's proof, or there's history that says there are cases where you'll have just, the earth letting off pressure in a place that you don't think of as earthquake country, such as Arkansas. I mean, I grew up in Southern California. We knew what earthquakes were, and we just kind of rolled our eyes when there was an earthquake. Oh, there's another earthquake. But somewhere like Arkansas or Oklahoma, you don't think of that as earthquake country. So there's been a lot of research into, is the situation in Oklahoma similar to Arkansas, that it just happens to be this unrelated swarm of earthquakes, or is it related to the drilling or the oil and gas activity? Is it as a result of fracking? And a study from Stanford, which I cite in the article, has come out pretty conclusively. It's pretty tough to argue their viewpoint, but they come out pretty conclusively and said that no, it is not as a result of fracking. And one of the big reasons they can make that bold statement is they looked at the areas where the earthquakes are happening in Oklahoma. They looked at Oklahoma's oil and gas drilling and found that, yes, Oklahoma is drilling for oil and gas, but they are using what's called conventional methods. They are not using hydraulic fracturing in the areas where the earthquakes are. And so then they had to look at, well, why are the earthquakes? Why do we see them? And they still don't know that conclusively, but they do know it's not fracking. But what they think it is that they, in that area of Oklahoma, there's a very high volume, and I didn't even know this till I did the research to write this column. There's a very high volume of waste water, and what that means is when the oil comes up out of the ground, with it comes water. And in that part of Oklahoma, there can be as many as 10 barrels of water that come up out of the ground for every barrel of oil that comes up out of the ground. And they've got to do something with this water because it's very salty, 5 times ocean water. It's very salty water, and they've got to dispose of it somehow. So what they do is they have what's called wastewater disposal wells that are 7,000 feet below the surface of the earth, and they pump this water underground into a porous rock formation called the Arbuckle. But they've been doing this for 60 years. And the earthquakes have only been in the last few years. So there's still a lot they're working on to try to figure out, what is this? Why are we having this? But what they do know is that it's not from fracking.
Well, and they don't like the fracking. And like you had said in your article here, Rachel Maddow, even after she was told it wasn't, she was still convinced it was.
Yeah, she had the expert on, and who I also interviewed, that same gentleman. I saw him on her show, and so I contacted him, and I had him on my show. And he explained to her, well, actually, it's not frack water, he said to her, because she's saying, well, this wastewater, even though they're saying it's wastewater, she's saying, well, it's from fracking. And he said, no, actually, it's not frack water. Now, I want to take a slight jump in a different direction. We'll probably talk about this next month, but tomorrow I am going to Midland, Texas, and I am going to be seeing a demonstration project. I'm going on a press trip, a press junket, you might call it, if one could call Pecos, Texas, a junket. But I'm looking at a project where a company has been processing this wastewater, and they've done a pilot project where they're growing cotton using this recycled water, which currently in Texas is illegal. So this isn't a pilot project, a test case, and they've got side-by-side fields of cotton, one that's been grown with totally fresh water and one that has been grown with this recycled water. And so I'm going to go see this demonstration tomorrow, and I'm very excited about that. But that's just one example of how the technology has progressed. So the industry is realizing we need to do something with this wastewater, and there's projects out there that they're looking at on how can we fix this. They're using technology and cleaning up this water and recycling it.
Well, that's amazing. That'll be a wonderful trip for you.
Yeah, I'm
not sure how you're going to keep that down to one article.
Well, and see, and I've got a whole other thing. In fact, I don't know if you've heard, I've had one guy call me twice while I've been on the air with you, and it's about a whole different kind of water system that I've talked to the inventor of, and it's going to be it'll be a column I write. In fact, I'm going to have to miss you. I think you and I are going to have to reschedule, because I'm going to be on a little vacation on our normal time in December, and so I'm pre-writing my column for when I'm on vacation.
Well, we'll look at your calendar, and we'll just fix it whenever you can. Whatever Tuesday
That'd
or other
great.
Day, even another day in December will work, unless you're going to be gone the whole month.
No, I'm just taking one little week, and I'm going to try to really take a real vacation. I have not missed writing a column. I've been doing this now, I think, 3 years, and I have not missed writing a weekly column in that time. And usually when I go on a trip, my husband just knows, one day I got to write. I have to write a column. So I'm going to try really to pre-write my column.
And I have done that in the past with the articles that I write as well, especially when I was still writing for my mentor. But when I take a break, I haven't had a vacation since my son paid for one back in 2009. But I can't leave without having to do something for the show. So the computer, the laptop goes everywhere with me. The laptop is the lifeline of the show as far as some of the things go online and everything. But it is just who we are, Marita, and that's what we're doing to...
That's how we're wired.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got to do it to make this fight for liberty continue. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Marita and Beth Ann will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Mm-hmm.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting today with Marita. Marita Noon, Energy Makes America Great. And Marita, I'm going to let you give the websites that people... I always put your articles out on Facebook, though. But if you give the websites... Put the websites out there that they can go get. I know that you write for Breitbart.
Yes, so, and Breitbart.com publishes my work, RedState.com,
Red State, okay.
And American Spectator, which is spectator.org. Those are some of the bigger sites to publish my work, but there's many, many others, including the Heartland Institute.
I have seen some of your articles there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Heartland publishes everything I write, CFAC does, Western Journalism does. I mean, there's a bunch of them.
Right.
Americans for Limited Government does. So there's a variety of places you can find my work.
All right. Well, we may just start putting them on my blog. And people can
go and read
them.
You're welcome to. Whatever works for you. I really feel like I fill a unique niche. I was on the radio yesterday. I recorded a show with a guy in Houston. I recorded four segments for a show with him yesterday. And he was talking about he's from Houston, being frustrated with the executives in the energy industry, that they're not willing, I guess, probably to be on his show would be my guess. But, you know, they don't do a good job of getting the message out there. And I said to him, you know, I agree. I said, that's why what I do is so important. When I speak to an industry group, I often ask them, how many of you feel like your industry has historically done a great job of getting their messaging out or their message out? And no one ever raises their hand. And they acknowledge that, you know, they may be great engineers. They know how to get oil out of the ground or, you know, coal to create electricity, whatever. But messaging is not their strong suit. And so, you know, really nobody else out there is doing this as I do and keeping the energy message in front of the public in a thoughtful, consistent, and proactive way.
And,
so
you know,
feel free to put it anywhere.
All right. Well, we will do that. We'll start putting it out on not just the link. We'll start putting the article in my blog. You know, there's a quote from Theodore Roosevelt that I really do like, and it's something that I try to express to people when I'm trying to get some of the think tanks to help support the show, because, you know, they're like you. They're going after one thing because you can't study everything at one time. That's kind
right.
of way I am. I'm like I'm a mass of confusion in my head sometimes. So, you know, yeah, that's why I have to bring somebody in to hone it down to a point, to bring it to a funnel so I can figure everything out. But Theodore Roosevelt said, every man owes a part of his time and money to the business or industry in which he is engaged. No man has a moral right to withhold his support from an organization that is striving to improve conditions within his sphere. And that's what I feel like with what you do. These people that you're fighting for, they need to be lifting you up. And I feel that same way with CSC Talk Radio. They need to be lifting us up because we're the ones that are their mouthpiece. We're the ones fighting for their industry. And I've got several industries that I fight for. And, you know, but everybody, because of the wonderful job the D.C. occupiers are doing, everybody's hurting across this nation, and it's just hard to make a way. And so it's so important that, you know, and I don't know how many other things I would have agreed with Theodore Roosevelt, but I really think that that was a good statement and an honest statement. Because you have to lift one another up. You just have to. Well, that being said, I remember reading an article, and I could not find it for the life of me this morning, about the factory that wasn't making too good. They ended up having to lay people off about as quickly as they opened it because it was making the batteries for the electric cars.
Yes.
I couldn't find that anywhere when I was Googling for it. And anyway, I wanted to talk about the it's really not being it's not a successful business, this electric car business.
No, it's not. And, you know, this column I really had fun writing. You know, we talked about the one about the oil export ban when I was in Washington, D.C., and I said I really took a risk writing that one. The Tesla piece I really had fun writing, and I hope that came through when you read it, that it was a fun piece for me to write. But I got into the idea of writing this article when I wrote the one on VW, and we talked about that last month. And as I was doing an interview on the VW story, on a car show that's on about 100 stations nationwide on a Saturday morning, and it's a car show. So I thought, well, I better know a little bit more. And so I looked up the specifics on the CAFE standards, because other interviews I'd done, I could kind of float through and say, well, that we've increased the standards to something like by such and such, you know, and I didn't really know the specifics. So when I went to look up the CAFE standards, what Obama had increased them to, and by the way, CAFE stands for Corporate Average Fuel Economy. So what that means is, for example, General Motors, through their whole fleet of cars, which means their Silverado trucks that maybe get 18 miles to a gallon and their Chevy Volt, which get what they call 90 miles per gallon, that's their whole fleet, and they've got a lot of cars in between there, they have to have a certain average fuel economy, and President Obama has declared that that needs to be 54.5 miles per gallon by 2025. So while I was looking up information on this to be on this car show, I ran across something that surprised me, and it was talking about Tesla. And it was talking about Tesla because their fleet of cars is only electric. They only make electric cars, that they have emissions credits that they can sell. And so companies like Chrysler, who don't have any electric cars, and Chrysler doesn't have any hybrids, they can buy these emissions credits from Tesla, and that's how they can meet their corporate average fuel economy. And so you get down to it, and Tesla has made more than $5 million selling emissions credits to other car companies.
That is just hysterical and beyond ignorant, gone to seed.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely beyond ignorant, gone to seed. You know, my husband's in construction. And when they build what they call a green building, when somebody hires them to build, they get so many points for different things. And those points matter more than the economical value of it. For some reason, it is just absolutely incredible. It's just...
These government regulations have created this whole false market, this whole false economy. And so a big part of Tesla's success, or so-called success, is not real success. And it's about selling these emissions credits. And so they found a way to scam the system. And, in fact, I was going to write this Tesla piece. It was going to be one of the ones I was going to write for while I'm on vacation, because I'm going to be on vacation over 2 weekends, which is usually when I write. So I was going to do one of the columns was going to be on this Tesla story. However, recently, as you know, Consumer Reports pulled their recommended status from the Tesla Model S. And so suddenly that gave my Tesla story that I had in my mind, hadn't written it yet, but I had it in my mind, suddenly that gave it a current news hook and moved it to the front burner. But another little funny side thing in it that I came up in my research was Ferrari. If Tesla's whole fleet is electric, therefore they have a lot of credits to sell, how does a company like Ferrari, whose whole fleet gets awful MPG, how are they going to meet this corporate average fuel economy? And, you know, you probably don't want me to get that
let's talk about that, because we're heading into a break. I want to hear about that, because it's just fascinating to me how they're
it's
just throwing this stuff
it's
around.
It's
It's all pieces of, it's all numbers and made up stuff on a piece of paper. We're going into a break.
Yep.
Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
You a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David, by Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSE Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new common sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with Marita Noon. Marita, as we were going into a break, you know, I'd rather have a Ferrari than a Volt. That's just the way I feel about it. I'm not sure how many points I would get on anything.
I don't think the Ferrari gets very good mileage.
I only have a mile. Not even quite that to my office.
You could probably make it. See, I don't even have that far. I maybe have about 4 feet from my bed to my office. So.
My husband didn't want my office in the house. What's that
tell you? There's a logic to that, but I love having it handy.
Well, anyway, let's go back to the Ferrari and how they're going to get their points.
Yeah, it's very interesting because Ferrari, which I didn't know again until I did the research for this column, is part of the Fiat family. So Fiat has a 40 mpg car. So in their fleet, the Fiat helped the Ferrari, but Fiat is now spinning off Ferrari as an independent company. So there's some interesting, again, I didn't read this anywhere, but I think one of the reasons they're spinning Ferrari off is Ferrari is dragging down because now there's Fiat Chrysler. They're now one company. So that again, and that's part of why the Fiat Chrysler marriage was attractive because Fiat has that 40 mpg car, the 500, that helps bring Chrysler's average number down. But by having Ferrari as a part of that whole big family, Chrysler, Fiat, Ferrari, brings that number up. So they're spinning Ferrari off. Now, Ferrari makes very few cars a year, and if you make, I believe the number is less than 10,000 cars a year, you can apply for a special exemption from the EPA. So Fiat only makes 499 of their LaFerrari car a year, and they've got a couple others. But they make less than 10,000 cars a year, so therefore they can get some kind of special exemption if they're spun off as a separate company. So a lot of shenanigans going on there, but I found the whole thing just fascinating, and anyone who thinks government regulations have gotten out of hand should read this column, because it's and read all the links, you know, the extra things and the links that I put in there, because it makes a big, it's just amazing how these regulations make companies finagle to kind of get around them and spin companies off, buy companies, whatever, to meet these regulations.
I'm going to post this article on the blog, and I'll do that this afternoon or this evening. I'll get that done so everybody can go on Facebook and see that. I'll put it on Facebook, but you can go to my website and get it on the blog, and I'll make sure that they can see it. But you know, my predecessor, Derry Brownfield, used to write an article in his newsletter that he put out, Ignorance Gone to Seed. It was a regular. He always had one. And this would definitely be an Ignorance Gone to Seed, where they're actually selling their points.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't have to earn them. You can buy them. You can buy your points, and then you can. It's just crazy taking advantage of the American people. I mean, it is just crazy.
Yeah, well, it is.
We've got
regulations gone wild.
You know, I was kind of wondering if you were going to go to Paris.
No, I'm not going to Paris. No, I don't have that kind of budget.
Well, her next article is about that. We have to pay attention to what's happening around this globe, folks. We just have to do that. And Marita's helping us do that, and I have some other guests that come on occasion that help us do that. But here in just about another month, they're going to have this huge meeting, the United Nations' framework for the Convention on Climate Change. And it's
right.
COP21, and I'm going to tell you, there's going to be stuff come out of that that's not going to be good.
Well, you know, it's part of this whole plan. They've been trying since the Kyoto Protocol expired in 2012. Its supporters have been scrambling every year at this annual meeting to try to get a global agreement that will supposedly stop climate change. And they've been trying, and every year they get right down to the last minute, and every year, actually they get past the last minute, they go into overtime of negotiations, and they come out and they say, we've got an agreement, and we've agreed that we're going to try again next year, is basically what the agreement is. But the agreement is nothing binding, there's nothing firm in it, and I believe we're going to see the same thing again this year. It starts November 30th and goes through December 11th. So it's a two-week conference, and we have the leaders from around the world. And you may recall when President Obama was on 60 Minutes on October 11th, and they talked about leadership, and they were asked, Steve Croft was asking him about basically saying, why aren't you leading in the Middle East? And he was questioning President Obama's leadership, and President Obama comes back with this inane comment saying that, well, what I view as leadership, my definition of leadership, is leading on climate change. And that's what he's talking about at this conference coming up in Paris, that he thinks he's going to be able to lead by example. And that example is the Clean Power Plan, which was logged into the Federal Register on October 23rd.
And we know that Clean Power Plan is not going to, it's not going to be good for businesses. It's not going to be good for people. It's not going to be good for the economy. And it won't be here in the United States, and it's not going to be good global-wide. It's just not.
Well, it's not going to work. And the interesting thing, one of the things I had to cut in my short version of my column is about President Putin has come out last week now and said that this whole climate change thing is a fraud. And it's designed to hold back developing countries like Russia. And so that, you know, there's no way that he's going to sign on to this thing, that Russia's not going to sign on to it. India has already, you know, said they won't sign on to it. And we've now, just last week also, Poland has got new leadership, and they've come out saying, we're going to pull out of the whole EU climate policy. So we've got you know, there's a lot of things going on. I think it's going to be people that have not followed this closely. I'd encourage them to read my column. I think I give a pretty good, quick overview of the situation, and will make people want to watch what happens in Paris in next month.
Well, I know that, we're going to need to hear about that. And so I'm not sure when you'll come back from your vacation, but maybe we should make it after that so that you can.
Yeah, I'll be back. I'm back on the 5th. I come back on the 5th, so I'll be available for you on the 8th.
Okay.
Which is the second Tuesday of the month instead of the first.
We'll count. I think mine's open. I'll make a double check on that, and we'll see if we can't get that done on November 8th. Marita, you have a good vacation on the week that you do choose to go out.
Yes, and, thank you. I look forward to it.
We'll lift you up in prayer and keep you safety, and that you can have a little R&R. Truly come back refreshed and ready to go. I think you're already full of energy all the time, but sometimes you just need to sit back and refresh and take a little time for yourself, and you need to do that.
Exactly.
Appreciate all that you
I
do.
Appreciate it.
It's going to take every single one of us. Marita works her little heart out. She really and truly does, researching and trying to get things so that we can understand them and know what's going on, and it takes every single one of us to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.